Welcome to the Lauren of Love podcast, where we believe that self-healing is a spiritual journey and your success on that path is inevitable. I'm an expert self-healing guide, a mentor for women who are on their life transformation journeys. I'm also a success coach and a deep advocate of plant medicine, which I talk about a lot on the show. But the Lauren of Love podcast isn't about me. It's about helping you move one step closer to your dream life and creating the reality you deserve. Whether you are healing chronic illness, childhood trauma, financial blocks, or you just want to love yourself more in this lifetime, you're in the right place. Join me every week as we talk about spiritual principles, conscious life creation, and success strategies to expand your mind, heal your heart, and bring you back home to yourself. Okay, here we go.
Where do we even start?
I tried to record this intro a couple of times and I'm just like, I don't know where to even begin. So let's start with some honesty. First, hello, welcome to the Lauren of Love podcast. I'm so honored to have you here. If you're new, welcome, blessings, so happy we found each other. And if you've been here for a while, what's up? How you doing? How you feeling? Radical honesty time. So like, this is the podcast where, if you've been listening to the show, you probably already know, but we focus on a lot of conversations around healing and personal development, expanding into abundance. And we also talk about plant medicine, right? Because that's been a really, really big part of my journey as well. And what's also really true is that while I show up to share and to teach and facilitate these conversations with you guys from a place of, like, I guess authority or like experience, I'm also a student of everything that I'm sharing. So like, I'm still on my healing journey. I'm still on my wealth and abundance journey. I'm still on my, get healthy and experience vitality journey. I'm doing all the things with you. And when it comes to plant medicine, especially, I'm still very much a student. So we're going to dive in today to some honest and real raw conversations. I just felt I had this really deep experience in my last ayahuasca study, and I felt like it would be a really, really cool thing to just sit down and record the lessons and the learnings of, you know, how ayahuasca is related to healing sexual trauma and the uniqueness of that journey, because a lot of people come to plant medicines to heal and a lot of people have sexual trauma and they open up the doorway to, you know, really invite in deeper healing when they come to sit with this medicine. But there are some things that I've learned in the last 5 years, probably sitting, more than 100 times now. And, I want to share those journeys with you. I want to share those lessons with you. So we're going to dive into all of that today in the podcast. I'm going to talk about my recent sit, some of the things that have been coming through, a personal vulnerable share about what it has done for me and how I'm processing and what I'm realizing. And yeah, so we're just going to get real raw and honest, and I hope it helps you. Some little public service announcements at the start of this. So I am going to talk to you guys a little bit today about my teacher. I've been sitting with my medicine teacher now for the last 5 years. He's changed my life. So much of what I have today is through the channel of what I've been able to cultivate in his sacred ceremonies. And so we have announced, I announced a couple of days ago, that we're actually inviting for the first time community members to come with us to Costa Rica to have this experience to sit with my teacher. And I will be there. It will be a beautiful facilitation, 3 ayahuasca ceremonies, and just really so blessed. So I've been helping get that group together. And if that's something you're interested in, you can go to the
Instagram, Lauren of Love on Instagram, and just send me a message and just tell me you're interested in joining us. I'll send you the application and the sales page with all of the details so that you can feel into what feels right for you. So that's the first thing. And the second public service announcement here is that my Conscious Creator Mastermind is opening up really, really soon. So Wild Wealthy Feminine was a really beautiful launch. I'll probably record a separate episode about that. It was really magical. And now we're transitioning into opening doors for the second time this year, my beautiful Conscious Creator Mastermind. So if you're feeling called to get direct support, be held in your business by me personally, get direct feedback on what's going through in your business, and walk through the Conscious Creator method of business strategy. It's a very strategic-based program rooted in community, connection, accountability, and really aligned marketing. So we go deep, deep, deep into the development of your business. So if that calls you, laurenoflove.com/creator. The doors will be open quite soon at the end of June. And in the meantime, have fun exploring the Instagram, because I'm going to be sharing some really cool things about what I've been learning on my entrepreneur path. All right, that's it for me on the public service announcements. Let's dive into this conversation: sexual trauma healing and ayahuasca. Wow. So I haven't recorded an episode about my ayahuasca journey in like quite a while. What I'll say is that if you are interested in hearing any of my other stories related to my ayahuasca journey, you want to study more of the plant medicine podcast episodes, when you go to laurenoflove.com/podcast, there's actually a section there that breaks down all of the episodes that we've had thematically, and there's a section for plant medicine. So I will just say that, because once you start falling down this rabbit hole, I'm sure you know, when you feel called to the medicine, when you're feeling intrigued or curious, you want to consume and listen to all the episodes. So like I have on my show all the way back, my very, very first time ever sitting with ayahuasca in Costa Rica. There are episodes recorded on so many different topics and areas of my journey. I share a lot about my teacher in some of those episodes too. So before we dive in, another little PSA, go to laurenoflove.com/podcast and go see that section with all the plant medicine episodes if you feel called. All right, so here's what you need to know. I'm going to just open up this channel and have dialogue with you and talk about what I have been moving through in the integration, the other side of my most recent medicine sit. Now, I've been sitting with ayahuasca for the last 5 years, and if you don't know what ayahuasca is, I should have probably included this in the intro. Ayahuasca is a psychedelic medicine from the Amazon. And in the Amazon basin, there are these tribes that have studied and cultivated a really deep relationship with these plants, chacruna and ayahuasca, and they're brewed together to do something in our bodies, in our minds, in our spirits, and to have ceremonial containers where we drink this medicine. It has a psychedelic, psychoactive effect, and it's also a purgative. So the idea is that you drink this medicine, you go on an inward journey connected to your psyche, and your body, mind, and spirit go through this purgative process of just clearing out the things that no longer serve you and really making space for what it is you're becoming and embodying. And this medicine changed my life. I mean, I'm not going to go into the whole detail with you, but just a little bit for our newbies here. Back in 2019, my life felt like it was really falling apart. I was experiencing severe chronic illness. I was really scared. I didn't know what was happening. I was also in a season of my life where I had just finally gotten off of a lot of medications for mental health, because I had been through really serious trauma in my late teens that left me very medicated to cope with that trauma. And so I wanted to really heal and let go of being on these medications. Like, my spirit knew it just wanted to be alive and not on these things, but I was having such a difficult time. It took me about 6 years to come off of these pharmaceuticals, and in that process my brain felt fried, my nervous system felt dysregulated. I was really going through it, and that's when I found the plant medicine path. as an alternative to repair and recover and really look at like what was moving through my subconscious field, what was trapped in my body, so to speak, what had I been through and what needed to still be looked at to release, to let go of, to be the happiest version of myself. So again, more episodes, laurenoflove.com/podcast. I won't go into all those details, but I recently had a very incredible experience that I will be honest, I'm still integrating, okay? So when we talk about integration, I share this word in my Wild Wealthy Feminine program. I use it in my HEAL program. Integration is a really important tool in the journey of transformation. And what it essentially means is that after you go through a deep immersion, awakening, an aha moment, a realization, a miracle of awareness, you are responsible for applying those breakthroughs and those lessons into your life. And a lot of people have a very hard time integrating, where they have these big, beautiful weekend retreats or these beautiful ceremonious experiences, and then they're kind of like, now what? And then they fall back into old patterns, they fall back into old ways. So integration is the most powerful tool in especially the plant medicine path, but in any personal development transformation journey, we have to know how to apply what it is we are realizing and what's coming through our field. So right now I'm in that integration part on the other side of my medicine, but I just want to share with you like what happened for me in this very recent ceremony, because I feel like presencing this is just so helpful. So I am going to be very vulnerable with you guys, very vulnerable. So I was at this ceremony and I was helping my teacher, and I sit second chair, which means that I am holding the space for the room, singing songs, sending prayers, and offering support to everybody in this space. And after the first night of ceremony doing that, I woke up feeling really sad and very upset. And I wasn't sure why. And I had this moment where I just went to my friend in the space and I laid down in her lap and I started to cry. And I said, I feel so sad because I feel like I'm holding everybody else. I'm holding all the space for everybody else. And I have no space for me to be held. And I think this is really important to mention, because as teachers, leaders, guides, mentors, etc., we are in this journey of really studying how much space we can hold for others, right? Like when we want to grow, we want to have more abundance and we want to have more success, whatever it is you're moving through, the journey of that is like, how can I hold more? But the season that I'm in is recognizing that I need to hold more for myself. And I've been doing this in my life just even before this recent ceremony of like, okay, I need to like go see massage therapists and I need to spend more time in nature and I need to go to float tank sessions and I need to have a healer to support me. And I think that's just something I really want to share out of the gate of like, when you're not creating a proper amount of space for yourself, it's really hard to hold in integrity space for others because your energy's off balance. And this is something that was coming up for me in this particular ceremony, because just recently our business has really grown in a beautiful way of expansion. We have hundreds of students in the Wild Wealthy Feminine program, hundreds of students in the HEAL program. My Mastermind Conscious Creator is opening up. I have a handful of one-on-one clients. I have these big projects that I'm doing around the house that are happening. I have weddings on my calendar this year. There's just like so much, right? And then I put on top of that the medicine work that I do in the world. And so it felt like what was being illuminated to me was the awareness of how just as my business has been growing, so too have my undeniable needs for more care, rest, being held, team support, right? And so I was just crying to her, and I had this thing come through of like, I actually really miss being able to drink a big round of medicine and just be in my own process, because I do get to do that. I go to Peru, right? I have these opportunities, but they don't happen enough. And so I just had this feeling of like, I need more time for myself. And I want to be with the medicine. And so the second night I decided that I was going to just drink medicine and take a step away from that chair, have the guardian crew come and sit in my place and just do a big round of medicine where I could go really deep. And it was so beautiful. I went up to my teacher and he prayed in that medicine so hard before he passed it to me. And I drank my medicine and I laid down. And I was in my process and I was just allowing whatever needed to come through to come through. And I realized as I was laying down on this beautiful sheepskin rug, just like realizing that there is this part of my body and my being that is so wanting to control, right? Like, what do I have to worry about? What do I have to be prepared for? What should I be concerned over, right? What is there for me to be alerted about, right? Like, I was feeling that in my body, because it has been a couple of months since I've been able to really do a big round of medicine and relax and just be in my own field. And I was recognizing that. And then the music changed and I started to dance and channel, and all these frequencies were coming through and I was feeling so strong and so good. And like, whew, I was like, I feel connected to myself. But in that process of expanding into that light and just like feeling the vibrations of love and openness and play and excitement and everything that was coming through as I was meditating and in my heart with the music, I had a memory come through that just kind of popped up out of nowhere of the very first toxic man that I allowed to enter my body and be in my field. And I have been doing sexual trauma work related to or with ayahuasca for a very, very, very long time. Okay. It's been like 5 years. And like everything that I've done when I'm doing deep work on myself is related to my trauma. I'm constantly like, okay, I want to clear this. I want to let go. I want to, you know, whatever's coming through. And even when I'm like, my intention is to feel love and peace and joy, somehow those shadow elements are coming up for me to look at, because that's how this medicine works, right? When you're sitting with ayahuasca and you're setting an intention to say, I want to become a energetic match for wealth and prosperity or love or forgiveness, whatever. Whatever's not in alignment with those frequencies illuminates and comes to the surface in your ceremony for you to look at. That's why it's called shadow medicine, right? Ayahuasca is often referred to as a shadow medicine. Brings up those parts of you, right? So let's just, you know, keep that in mind, that when you're doing this work. I had a client, just a little brief thing, a dear friend of mine who came to the medicine through, you know, my channel of inspiring her. She reached out to me and she said, Lauren, you said to me that there's a stark contrast on our life timeline of before ayahuasca and after ayahuasca. She's like, that could not be more true. It's true. Be prepared for your entire reality to change when you come to this work. It's truly magical, I feel personally. And so, so this memory was coming up, and it was this, you know, thing that had happened when I was really young. I was about 13 and he was like 17 turning 18, and it was a really violating experience. And having him come up in my ceremony, I was like, oh, this is interesting. I'm so fascinated by this. But I just like let it be, and I just laid down and I just, you know, allowed it to kind of move through my field, and I was breathing and just like, yeah. But I could feel like the emotional attachment to that experience, right? It's like the emotions of what we've been through are still stored within our bodies, and it's really important to
look at that with detachment and look at that with love and recognize that when we're on healing journeys to release sexual trauma or rewire sexual trauma or let go of sexual trauma, it takes some time. You know, sometimes it really just does take some time. So I'm laying down. I'm like, okay, this is interesting. Like, I've never really touched this experience before in my process. I've done all this other work around so many other aspects of my trauma, but here's this. Wow, this is like the root of this. Interesting. And then a girl, a dear friend of mine in the space who's laying next to me, starts to move through her process, and I can feel this thing happening in her leg where her leg is starting to shake really, really, really strongly. And my foot was on her foot, and I could feel the vibration of what she was really shaking. And the vibration, I was like in my body, oh, I know this, right? Because something that you need to know about healing sexual trauma and the fact that things are stored in the body is that sometimes there's trapped energy. Like if you've ever seen an animal shake when they're trying, when after like a scary experience or they're getting up and they just shake, there's a release of energy that's happening in that process. And we as humans have kind of stopped doing that. But when you're in the medicine, you know, sometimes the body just starts to respond. And she was getting this really deep pain in her lower back, the bottom of her root body, and she was shaking and she was feeling it and she was having a lot of uncomfortable feelings and a lot of pain. And this girl as well has also been through sexual trauma, and I've been helping her navigate that. So I got up and I started to help her move through it, and I felt really like the medicine was kind of like subtle, nothing was moving through. And so just helping her move through that in her body, because sometimes I think, and this is really why I wanted to record this episode, because when you have sexual trauma in the body and there's fight or flight trapped energy, what can happen is that our ceremonial sits are very body intensive. This was true for me for a long time. I would feel like the medicine, whatever it was doing in my body, was so much that it was hard for me to handle. I would shake. I would feel discomfort. I'd feel like I was in pain. I'd have a really hard time in my physical vessel navigating the medicine. And that's like, that's just really important to note, because I think sometimes when people are talking about ayahuasca, they think it's just this psychedelic experience and you're just, you know, walking around hallucinating, and that's not actually what this experience is. For many people, it's a emotional and a physical sensation within the body that is just being activated and coming out and releasing, or being called in, right? Maybe your prayer is like coming into love and all your ceremony is just very beautiful and very channeled and very peaceful. That can happen too, right? But when we have sexual trauma, it's why on our form, when we are taking applicants for this retreat that we're doing in Costa Rica, that we ask, like, do you have a history of sexual trauma? Because it can really feel very difficult in the body sometimes. Not for everybody, but sometimes. So anyway, I started to work with her and helping her remove that trapped energy from her body. And then afterwards, we went outside and we had a smoke, and she was talking about this life that she's had and the difficulties that she's had. And what she was sharing about the toxic men that she's allowed into her life activated something within my being. And I felt like I didn't even have words. I had to pee, but I couldn't pee, which is like, this is also very interesting. If you're in the ayahuasca space, it's very normal if you're healing sexual trauma to be like having difficulty going to the bathroom alone and feeling afraid or feeling like you don't know how to release. Like, that's a very, it's weird, and it's weird to talk about, but it's a very common thing I have seen in the medicine world as it relates to sexual trauma. That's why having safe containers with women who are like, yeah, I'll hold your hand, we can go into the bathroom together, like, that's fine. That's something people need sometimes, and it's okay. I was just like, I didn't have words, and I had to pee, but I wasn't sure like what to do. And I went inside, and then I finally purged, and I was purging and letting go of all of this
feeling of like the grossness of toxic masculine energy that I allowed into my body. And it felt so good to let go of that. And then I look up and everyone in the ceremony is like looking at me. They're all looking at me and I'm like, well, this is too much. And so then I had to, you know, process and go sit down with my teacher, and he did some healing for me. And I was just really sitting with like the grossness of like, wow, like I've been through so much and it's been so interesting to navigate, and so proud of myself for navigating that. But what's also interesting is that on the other side of this work, I am integrating that ceremony and I'm feeling this deep awareness of grief, of how nobody has ever really taught me as I was growing up how to value myself, how to rest when I need to rest, how to nurture myself when I need nurture, how to love myself when I need to feel loved, how to care for myself when I need care. Like I went to, in my integration process, I went to a massage therapist and she was just doing body work on me, and I had a big sob. Like I was just crying, just realizing like I feel so sad that nobody ever taught me how to love myself. Like I love myself now, and I'm really in good relationship with my identity, and I feel really united in my own essence. But just the grief of like years and years and years as a child, like why didn't anybody ever teach me these things? And what did I missed out on like so much of my life because of anxiety and depression and neurosis thoughts, right? Like always like overanalyzing, overthinking, overworrying, and exhaustion and fatigue and burnout and all these things, because nobody actually ever taught me how to walk in right relationship with being a human. And that felt really sad. And then I was thinking, you know, right after the ayahuasca ceremony and clearing this very specific memory for myself, I started to cry about the fact, realizing that the only reason that these things ever happened in my life, obviously, was a soul contract, and I called these things in to have really deep lessons that allow me to be who I am today. But when I look back on that timeline, the reason that I chased and searched and longed for a boy, a man, a partner, a husband, whatever, was because I didn't get the love from my dad that I really needed. And that felt sad. And so I was crying about that, just realizing, wow, like my body has been through so much, and my childhood was definitely not what it could have been. And my teenage years were definitely not what they could have been. And if I just had a healthy dad, a healed dad, maybe it would have been different, right? And so I was grieving that. And like, I love my dad, and I understand so much of like, you know, what he carried and what he's been through and why he is the way he is. Like, I get all of it and I have compassion for it now. And also, there's nothing wrong with like taking those moments to actually just hold the grief of what's been the undeniable truth within your field of like, you didn't get your needs met. And that's really sad. Have you ever cried about that? Have you ever held yourself for that? Have you ever given space to like really feel what you have been undeniably holding on to for that? And so I was doing that after ceremony. I had that process of just crying and, you know, really holding myself and having my husband hold me in that as well. And then oddly enough, right after that ceremony, in 2 years, this has never happened, my dad called me. And I knew that a cycle had really been completed. It was like the miracle, aha, whoa, this is cool. And so this was a really big one for me. The end.
See you guys next time. No, yeah, it's like this was deep. And I think that like the reason I feel really called to share this is kind of twofold, because number one, after this ceremony, if you guys may have noticed, I've been a little bit slower to integrate and come back into social media land because I've been really sensitive and taking my time to process this and really understand what was coming through, what it meant, how I felt, and like, now what? Ooh! We interrupt the session for my doggies. Yeah, so I've just been taking my time, right? Like I've been really slowly coming back into the online space. And I think it's really important when you're navigating big awakenings, realizations, ahas, that you allow yourself to integrate into the winter season of your business or in your personal relationships, right? Just taking more time to go within and to reflect. And I think that's really important, right? And the second reason I wanted to record this episode for you guys is to give you kind of like an up-to-date realization on the fact that like the healers, the mentors, and the guides that you all follow and are inspired by are still healing too, right? We're still going on these journeys. We're still looking at ourselves. We're still trying to develop to the best we can be. And can we all just allow ourselves to be human, right? Let's all allow ourselves to say, hey, we're still moving through growth. And I think finally, the last important reason I wanted to record this is because healing sexual trauma through the plant medicine world is such a powerful ally and such a great support. And I want everybody to know that if you are on that journey, you're not alone and we're doing this all together. So with that, thank you guys so much for being here in this little mini share. I hope that this inspired you. Again, you can go to laurenoflove.com/podcast to see a section on that sales page that has all the episodes of plant medicine that I've ever done before. And if you are interested in the Costa Rica retreat for meeting and studying with my teacher for the first time, I've opened those doors. You can go to laurenoflove.com. Just kidding. No, you can't. You can go to my Instagram. Go to my Instagram, send me a message, and I'll send you all the details. At Lauren of Love is my handle. So, okay, guys, thanks for being here. I love you. I'll be back next week with another deep dive, and I hope to see you soon.